It's easy to create your dream kitchen with Clearview Cabinetry at Menards. With multiple finishes to choose from, you'll be sure to find a style that fits perfect for you. Clearview Cabinetry offers features like soft closed doors and drawers as standard and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Explore Clearview's cabinet options and start designing today in store or on Menards.com, where you can find more of our great deals going on now. Save big money at
Menards. Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
And thank you for tuning in. Today's show, we have back-to-back episodes of Nightfall, an anthology series that gives you thrillers, suspense, and downright scary stuff. If you enjoy this kind of show, be sure to check out The Whistler, Beyond Midnight, and Dark Fantasy, just to name a few. You can find them all in the archives of my show. And if you are listening on Spotify, be sure to leave a comment about the episode or the show in general. I also post random polls sometimes. What I'm trying to say is, I want to hear from you. And that is one of the easiest ways to do it. Now, when you're done with this episode, it would be great if you could follow, like, rate, review, and be sure to check out the descriptions for links to everything about the show. Now, please enjoy Nightfall.
In the dream, you are falling, lost in the listening distance, as dark locks in. Nightfall. Good evening. We begin tonight with the first play by a young Montreal writer, John Graham. It stands by itself as a tribute to the eccentricities of the human heart. He calls it Love and the Lonely One.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Anatomy 4. I realize this is the first time most of you will cut into a cadaver, but take it from me, you'll get used to it. I well remember my first such model patient. I christened him Henry. Now, when you all become doctors a few years from now, you'll find some of your patients very temperamental. And not my Henry. The more I cut him, the wider he grins.
You realize that...
What?
We're committing a felony.
What?
George, if they find out we stole this thing, they'll kick us out of school so fast.
Kick us out of med school? Come on, Freddy. Hang loose. It's only a stiff. They'll blame it on the engineers.
You think?
Oh, sure.
Hey, careful. We're almost there, Tiger.
Sorry.
Quiet. Wake up the whole damn sorority.
I can't walk backwards.
We'll turn around. Oh, God, look at her. Here, let me take the feet. Oh, look at her mouth.
Ugh.
Remind you what tomorrow morning's going to taste like.
George, are you sure we want to do this?
What the hell? Broad stood you up, didn't she? So what's the problem? We're dropping off a Valentine.
Valentine? The corpse of a dried-up old lady?
But you're forgetting my pink ribbons. And look, I've remembered a card.
A card?
Yeah. reads poetry, aren't you? I even looked it up. Here, read it.
Dear Sally, the grave's a fine and private place, but none, I think, do there embrace. I'm beginning to think this is sick.
Sick? I'll tell you what sick is. It's listening to you moan every time anybody brings up that hosebag's name.
You know Sally's not like that, really.
Yeah, she's a real pain in the ass. How many times she stand you up this week? Well?
I don't know.
Come on, Freddy, where's your pride? You want to sit around feeling sorry for yourself and you want to get even with her. Now, come on, Freddy, enjoy your revenge.
Well...
Come on. Grab the arms. Let's get this stiff up these stairs before somebody comes. Okay, that's it. One more step. All right. Just over here against the door. Now prop the whole bag up so she just sort of drops in when they open the door. Perfect.
Yeah, great. Now let's get the hell out of here.
I can just see those sorority airheads
screaming their heads off.
Okay, this is it now. When I hit that doorbell, we get out of here and fast. You ready, Freddy? Hey, Freddy, you with me?
Huh? What'd you say?
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Fred, are you with me? For Christ's sake, they'll be here in a second. Now let's move it.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Here behind. Jeez, Fred, you had me scared.
Sorry,
they'd seen us. What were you staring at? You're in space or something?
I don't know. I saw her in the light. Her mouth was green. And she was smiling at me.
George, I hear Dr. Robb really lit into you on the wards this morning.
Yeah, so? He gets your ass in a sling every now and then.
Sometimes I wonder why we're doing this.
Huh?
Neuroanatomy midterm in 2 weeks.
It's a bitch, all right. Anyhow, I'm going skiing if it kills me. And if you knew what was good for you, you'd come too.
No way. I can't spare the time.
Who can? Look out.
Wow.
Cardiac arrest team.
They'll get us next time.
Bunch of cowboys.
But they saved lives.
Don't count on it. See you back at the ranch, huh, partner?
Yeah. See you later.
You? Come here.
Doctor?
Get in here.
Oh, I'm just on wards, ma'am. I really don't think
that... You've got two fans, haven't you? Grab those electrodes. Nurse the syringe. Just hold the electrodes on his chest.
This got it?
Right. Stand back. Hit the switch.
He moved.
King Tut would move if you ran that charge, Suri. How's the scan? Looks like he's had it. Try it once more. Stand back. Hit the switch. Nothing. Well, that's it. Wrap it up.
Just leave him here?
Up to the orderlies now.
You're not going to try it again?
Again. He had a hole in his heart you could drive a truck through. He was living on borrowed time. Look at him. What color is his face?
He's purple.
Dark purple. Lack of oxygen. Even if we did get his heart going, the brain damage would be massive at this point. Excuse me. There's a 4-year-old in emergency. Nurse, get me the file, please.
So fast. as though nothing happened. Phew.
Nurse? 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 Oh, well. Hello, 2 South.
Hello, Fred.
Who's this?
A distant admirer.
Who? What do you want?
Sure took a lot of nerve to pull off a stunt like that. Last night?
What stunt?
Oh, you wicked, wicked man.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But I like wicked men. I scare a lot of men, but I bet I wouldn't scare you, eh, sport?
Are you a friend of Sally's?
Sally? Why don't you throw over that silly girl and find yourself a woman?
What are you getting at?
Well, would you like to talk it over?
Is this some kind of joke?
Oh, I certainly hope not.
Well, maybe. I mean, sure. Okay, how about...
Tonight, where you dropped off the Valentine? Last night?
Yeah. Okay, sure. See you later. Oh, by the way, how did you know where to reach me?
Oh, a friend told me.
Who? What friend?
The one right beside you. Until tonight.
Right beside me, but there's nobody beside me except... Except... the corpse.
Step on in.
You bet.
What's the matter? You staying cool with Coolidge, or just trying to think up something nice to say?
You sure look great.
What other way is there? Something tells me we're going to get along swell. Like some champagne?
Champagne? Sure thing. I really like your dress.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like a flapper. Out of the 20s. And the music. Nostalgia's really the thing these days, isn't it?
Mm. Bottoms up. Here's to better behavior.
Champagne. What are we celebrating?
A happy prohibition, and a short one.
Prohibition. By the way, where is everybody?
All the little butterflies flew too close to the flame.
What? What's that?
The banks are on holidays, darling. Forever. And all their daddies have told them to come home and work for a living.
No banks? Oh, the crash.
Mm-hmm.
And you're dressed to crash yourself.
Almost had you there.
Hey, before I forget, how did you know where I was this afternoon? And what's your name, anyway?
Leave a lady a little mystery, will you? You'll find out soon enough.
Find out what?
Oh, don't be so serious, sport. Come on, the lady wants to dance.
I don't dance very well.
Oh, the Charleston's easy. Watch.
The Charleston? Are you kidding me?
Nope. Like this. Don't be shy.
Okay. How's this, huh? How am I doing?
Well, you're doing great, Fred. Just great. 20 things to do.
Yeah. Kalamazoo or bust. This is fun.
It's the berries. Especially with the bubbly. More?
I don't know. Oh, why not? Thanks. It's kind of strange here, you know? I mean, where is everybody? I mean, really.
What's the matter, sport? Lonely?
No, I...
Why so distant? Hello?
Hi. I don't know. I mean, I don't know you or anything.
Well, what do you want to know?
Anything. Where do you come from? Your hopes? Your dreams? Anything.
Hopes and dreams? These days?
Yeah.
Watch out, I might tell you the truth.
I'm not afraid. What do you want?
Oh, most of all, I want to distract handsome young men until they don't know whether they're coming or going.
Well, nobody ever...
Ever what?
Never mind.
Maybe we should get a little more...
Private?
Of course, silly man. Wait here. I'll go in and get ready.
Hey,
Easy, I'll only be a minute. And then you'll get to see me as I really am. I mean, that's what you want, isn't it?
Are you ready?
I'm turning out the light. You can come in now.
Oh. Here we are. You know, it's kind of funny. You just sort of know what I mean? When you meet someone special, you kind of feel, well, right from the start.
Right from the start.
What's... It was the same old woman, I tell you.
Yeah.
The same corpse right in my arms. Christ, I can still smell the formaldehyde.
How did they get you?
What's so funny?
Hey, I told you those sorority girls had a sense of humor, didn't I? We stole a body. They stole a body. Everybody's in the bodies.
Well, no one was in the house.
Oh, sure thing, Tiger, sure.
It was like she came back to life, but younger, as a flapper.
Mm.
I guess that's when she was our age.
Oh, wise up, Fred. Believe me, those airheads were in the next room laughing their guts out.
Yeah, I guess so. But I didn't hear them.
Anyway, thanks for the news, Tiger. About time to turn in for the night, huh?
Yeah. Maybe if I could get some sleep.
Well, I sure can. Night.
Night.
Oh, hold it.
What?
Just make sure you're alone. Snow's gonna stop tonight. You sure you won't change your mind? It's gonna be Fantasy City up there.
No, I better stay here. Get some studying done.
Oh, come on. It'll be the last good skiing weekend of the winter. Slopes and strokes for all. And you don't even have to ski.
Well, thanks anyway.
Oh, better be going. There's Janie. See you in a couple of days.
Yeah, see you later. Peace and quiet. Thank God. Oh. Hello?
Hello, sport. Or should I call you Tiger? You left in quite a hurry last night.
Who is it? Oh.
It wasn't really that surprising, was it? Why don't we get together?
Look, I don't know who you are, and I'm sorry,
but I... You know who I am, Fred.
This has gone far enough.
Don't be afraid, Fred. We belong together. You know we do.
No! Oh, my God. My God. I'll take the phone off the hook. That's what. I'll just take it off the hook. I know who you are. Almost 2 o'clock. Feels like 2 days. Why can't I get some sleep? Oh, no. No.
Fred, I couldn't wait any longer.
It can't be. It can't be.
It is. And you know, it's better when you wait.
Go away. Please.
I can't. You took me from my bed. You can't send me back now. When you wake the dead, we come to stay. Or at least, I do.
I didn't know. I didn't know.
How can we know in the beginning?
How can we? How can we?
Don't be shy. I promise I'll be good for you. No more loneliness. No more fear.
No loneliness. No fear.
The door, Fred. The door?
I'm coming. I'm coming. You're not wearing any clothes. Aren't you cold?
Of course not. I've never felt so warm. Come on, Fred. Time to go.
Where?
To my bed.
The grave's a fine and private place.
But some, I think, do there. Embrace.
I see we're one short today, George. 2 weeks to midterm exams, and your partner doesn't think it's worthwhile attending anatomy lab.
Fred's never missed one before, sir. I'm sure there's a good reason.
Yeah, I hope so, for his sake. All right, let's get going then. Get out the cadaver.
Right, sir.
What's going on there?
Oh, my God.
Fred.
Out! Everybody out! Class dismissed! The police! Somebody call the police! Close the freezer!
Sir?
I said close that door! Well, what are you waiting for?
They look so happy, sir.
Thank you.
in the dream, you are falling, lost in the listening distance as dark locks in. Nightfall. Good evening. Tonight we have a special treat for you. A new production of a story that refuses to die. I ask those of you who may have heard it before to warn your loved ones that we are about to present The Monkey's Paw.
Oh, that was lovely. Well, I hope I remember how to behave at table.
Oh, come now,
Patrick. You may find us the barbarians, Jeremy.
Manners of the outpost of empire we hear. They're refined beyond anything we could dream.
Oh, in a sergeant's mess. In India, on the frontier.
Are you sorry to have left it, sir?
Oh, what, the frontier? I'm afraid, Herbert, that I've brought too much of it back with me.
Nothing shows good manners like a healthy appetite, Sergeant Major. Do us some more.
Well, I don't mind about you. You'll like it that way. Oh, you've done yourself proud, you two, this house.
Well, it's been a struggle.
But it's paid for. but... £200.
And I'm going to earn that.
Oh, you're working already, lad.
I am. I'm apprenticing to be a stationary engineer.
More in Meggins.
Oh, the old works are still going strong.
Huge now. Yeah. Jeremy, you'd not know the place. Oh. And the machinery.
Terrifying. I had one look inside. The whirling and banging and sparks and smoke.
Our foreman Smithy says, if you like working at Moore and Megan's, you'll feel at home in a battlefield.
Like Chinese Gordon.
Have you missed England all these years, Sergeant Major?
Missed it? Oh, Fred's never told you about my family, eh? They weren't as well off as his. Well off. In the county workhouse. There's no job in a fine shop for me. But, yes, we remember our young days fondly, don't we? The anger fades.
You've done well in the army.
Very well.
Oh, I'm still breathing, yes.
China, Africa, India. Most of all, I'd like to see India.
India? Oh, you're better off where you are, lad. There's too much everything, India. There's too many things off the map.
Off the map?
Here. Something. What's that?
Oh, small animal's foot.
Well, not quite. It's a monkey's paw.
Oh, what are you doing with a thing like that?
Oh, well, perhaps I shouldn't be showing it.
Jeremy, don't put it away. Let's see it. Here, give us a look.
Oh, I didn't mean to.
You're turning all red. Caught you out, eh? A secret?
Oh, secret. 21 years in India. Yeah, you remember the upbringing that you and I had, Fred? The Queen, England, Empire, John Wesley and all? And then suddenly to be plunged into a world where gods have arms like beetles' legs.
That's blasphemous!
Sir, will the monkey's fingers work if you pull the tendons? Like a rabbit's foot.
Oh, I'm leaving the table if this talk keeps on.
Don't get carried away, Dorothy.
I must tell you. See, I was in India less than a fortnight when I was trapped in the midst of a festival called the Kali Puja. It's the darkest night of the month. Adoration of Kali, wife of Kala, god of death and of time. Only a great slaughter of sheep and goats can appease her. Single saber stroke to lop off the beast's head.
Oh, Sergeant Major, please.
That, Mrs. Todd, is India.
That cannot be all of India.
No, there is gentleness there, too. But it's the mysteries of India that stay with you. There's no way to shake them. You think you have as you sail up past Aden and the Suez. You feel you're a sensible, no-nonsense Englishman again. And then, out of the blue, in a cottage as cozy as this, the shock of something quite
quite.
Something quite frightful.
Like your monkeys, Pa.
I'd rather you forgot it.
Let's see it again. Just once more.
Oh, very well, if you insist. Look at it. It's an ordinary little paw dried to a mummy.
May I, sir?
What, examine it? See if you can find the mystery.
Tendon's too dry to move.
Well, better look next time.
So what's special about it?
A spell. Put on it by a holy man, a fakir.
Spell?
To prove that fate rules our lives.
How?
He decreed that three people, each in turn, would have three wishes granted by it. Three people, three wishes, and no more.
Did the three people get their wishes?
Two did. The third is yet to come.
Jeremy, you've not given it a whirl.
I have. That was the second.
Were they...
Granted, they were.
What were they?
Oh, they were small enough. But I shall never tell how they were answered.
Oh, my. Sergeant Major, you are making a fine spoof of it. You and your face has gone white.
Yes.
And the first person who wished?
Was a friend of mine, a Lance Corporal from Aberdeen. I don't know his first two wishes. His third was for death. That's how I got the poor.
But you finished with it?
And you still keep it?
But what good is it now, sir?
I did have some idea of selling it, but no.
Jeremy, if you talk up that monkey's paw with others as convincingly as you've done with us...
It's caused enough mischief.
If you could have another three wishes, sir, would you want them?
No. My God, no. No one must ever ask a wish of this thing again. Now I'll be done with it.
Jeremy, what did you do that for? Toss it in the fire. Quick, up and fish it out. Hurry, hurry,
right. Barely scorched. A few hairs.
Back in the fire, lad. Let it burn.
If you don't want it, Jeremy, give it to me.
Here, Dad.
If you keep it, Fred, don't you blame me for what happens.
Fair enough, Jeremy.
No, don't be a fool. Pitch it on the fire like a sensible fella.
How does it work, What's the magic trick?
You're serious?
Serious as you, Jeremy. You're the one who convinced us this thing works.
You hold it in your right hand and make your wish aloud.
That's all?
Except for the consequences.
What you might do, Fred dear, wish for another caravans from India for me. All the work around the south.
If you must wish for something sensible.
Sensible?
I warn you, the spell of the paw is no joke.
Oh, sensible. Sensible.
I'll put it away. I can't take this seriously now.
You will. When you discover the joke is on you.
Good night.
Oh, that was really lovely.
Nice to see
you.
Bye, Jeremy.
Come see us again.
Oh, I
thank you. He's very kind of you. Lovely. Good night.
Night.
Night. Herbert, shouldn't you be changing your clothes and getting off to the works? Mowing leggings?
Not an hour yet, till the midnight shift.
I like your Sergeant Major, Fred.
Do you know? He's changed. But most of the lad I knew is still there.
Any of the lad he knew here, Dad?
Oh, not bloody likely. Catch me believing a yarn like that.
Did you give him anything for it, dear?
The monkey's paw. Oh, a trifle. He didn't want to take it, but I made him.
Ah, some money banking him. And he took advantage of you. I like him the better for that.
He pressed me again.
to throw it away.
Not bloody likely. Why, we're going to be rich. And I'll refuse to work nights at Mo and Megan.
Wish to be an emperor, Freddy.
Looks like... Yes, it looks like the end of a child.
Shouldn't be so greedy on your first wish, Dad. I mean, an emperor is a lot to ask.
I don't know what to ask for, that's a fact.
Well, if you've got everything you want, I've not.
Good. You take it and wish.
All that thing in my hand, I couldn't.
What about the mortgage, Mum? Dad, if you cleared that...
The £200? Hey, would you like that, Dorothy? Not too grasping, frivolous?
Oh, I don't know when you two are serious.
As serious as you, Mum. Do it, Dad.
I wish...
Don't anybody giggle.
I wish for £200.
No!
Freddy?
What is it, Dad?
It moved.
What?
The monkey's paw. Cool, Dad. Stiff and solid as a walnut, then suddenly...
What?
It twisted in my hand.
But look, there's no money coming out of the wall.
Look at your wallet, Fred. It's the most sensible place for wish for money to appear.
Yeah. Feels no fatter. £1.02.
Well, so much for that.
Oh, yeah, but pick up the paw before you step on it.
Shall I give it to the cat?
But put it on the shelf.
As I wished, it twisted my hand like a snake.
Nonsense, Fred. It's just your fancy. Well, no harm done.
Give me a shock all the same. Well, come on, Dorothy. Off to bed.
Yeah. But you will put the cat out when you take off to work.
Right.
And the light.
I will. Night, Mum. Dad.
Night.
Any of the lad you know here.
I can dawdle.
I do hope it doesn't rain before Herbert gets off shift and home.
What you looking at? Out window.
There's a man out there on the street.
Never seen a man out there.
Well, he's peering at the house. That's the fourth time he's passed the gate.
Oh, real tough. And he's coming in.
Oh, dear. Answer the door, Freddy, while I get rid of this apron.
He's not a lord, Dorothy. Yes, sir?
Hey, Mr. Todd. I come from Mo and Megan's.
Oh, do come in, won't you?
Thank you.
My missus.
How do you do?
My name's Tilbury. I was asked to call on you.
Excuse the mess, Mr. Tilbury. We weren't expecting to sit down.
I'll not intrude more than a moment.
He's come from Moore and Megan's, dear.
Oh. Uh-huh. Is anything wrong? Nothing's happened to Herbert.
There, Dorothy. Don't jump to conclusions.
Mrs. Todd, Mr. Todd.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
He's hurt. Is he hurt?
I'm afraid... Aye, he's badly hurt. But he's not in any pain.
Oh, thank God. You see, Freddy, it's not so bad. I thought... Oh! How's that, Fred? But it's not so bad. It's all right. No. It's not.
Your Herbert was caught in the machinery, Mrs. Todd. He was drawn in among the pulleys and the big flywheel.
Caught? In the machinery?
What's he saying, Fred? Don't believe him. No, he's been such a careful boy, Herbert. Always. Mr. Dubley, they've mistaken him for some other... Tell him, Fred. Tell him.
He was the only one left. We lost three babies.
We all wish we could undo this.
It's hard.
The firm wishes me to convey their sincere sympathy with you and your great loss, and to say that Moore and Meggins disclaim all liability, but in consideration of your son's services, they wish to present you with a certain sum as compensation.
How? How much?
£200.
You didn't say
200. Here, Mr. Todd.
Come back, Dorothy. What are you doing out of bed?
What was I doing in bed?
Aren't you cold?
Does it matter?
No. Nothing matters. Yes. It matters that you don't...
Don't what?
Come back to bed. You catch your death, my dear, wandering about in the middle of the night.
Fred! Why have we forgotten? The paw? The monkey's paw?
Yeah, what's the matter? What?
Want it?
Want it?
You've not destroyed it.
I've not touched it. No, why should I? Since I made that wish and dropped it.
Where is it?
I don't know. Didn't Herbert pick it up?
It's not in his pocket. He didn't take it with him.
Thank you. He set it down somewhere in the parlor.
Oh, I just now thought of it. Why didn't we before?
Think of what?
The other two wishes. We only made one.
Was that not enough?
No, we'll have one more. Could I get it, Fred, quickly? We'll wish our boy alive again.
Oh, God, you're mad. My wish and what happened at the works at Moore and Megan's had nothing... Nothing to do with each other.
Oh, get it. Get it quickly. And we...
Dorothy, for God's
sake. Get it. Get
it. You don't know what you're asking. Come back to me.
Oh, we had the first wish granted. Why not the second?
A coincidence.
Go and get it and wish, Fred.
Dorothy. Our Herbert has been dead for 10 days. He was smashed and pulled apart by those shots and the flywheel. I could only recognize him by the bits of his clothing. If he was too terrible for anyone to see then, how could you
bring
now?
Him back? Do you think I fear this lost child I bore? I nursed him. I raised him. Am I to fear him now?
All right. All right, Dorothy. So be it. We'll go downstairs and ask it for Herbert.
Wish. Fred, wish. For our son.
It's foolish and wicked.
Do it. As Sergeant Major Morris told you to, hold it in your right hand and wish aloud.
And remember, Jeremy warned us of the consequences. The third wish was for...
Wish.
I wish my son alive.
Nothing.
thank God. It didn't even move in my hand.
Oh, but you wish?
Exactly as Jeremy instructed.
Then why?
Oh, my darling. We can't have what nature won't allow. Come back to bed now, Dorothy. There's a good girl. Come along now.
Yes, Fred. I'll be up. Herb. Please.
Animal outside.
It's Herbert.
I don't hear anything.
It's our son. It's him.
Dorothy, for God's sake, stay here. Don't go down.
Call me. It's my boy. Of course, he couldn't get here sooner. The cemetery's 2 miles away.
Dorothy, there's nothing. Don't go.
Why are you holding me back? Let go. There he is. I've got to open the door for him.
You can't. Let it in.
Our own son. Afraid of him. Your own son.
I'm afraid for you. You didn't see him when they pulled him from the flywheel. And he's been 10 days in the earth.
Let me go. I'm coming, Herbert. I'm coming. Yes, dear boy. Just let me get the bolt off. The bolt. Fred, come down and help me. The bolt's jammed and I can't open the door to let Herbert in.
Make the second. Third and last. Where's the monkey's paw? Downstairs. Dorothy, don't open the door.
Budget. The bolt is stuck.
Oh.
Help me.
Monkey's paw.
It's coming loose.
Mom.
The light. The bolt.
Mom.
Wish.
Mom.
My son. God. Oh, true. Dead. Again.
Herbert! My child! My son! Nothing. No one.
Only the wind, Dorothy. And the leaves in the moonlight. And the gate banging in the wind. All so natural. Nothing out of place. See?
You wished Herbert dead. You sent him back to his grave.
You wouldn't have wanted him alive. So mutilated and in such agony. Why didn't you wish him alive and whole?
Why didn't you? With your last wish. Wish him whole?
Oh, God. Why didn't I?
All so natural. Nothing out of place.
You have just heard The Monkey's Paw, the short story by W.W. Jacobs, dramatized for radio by Len Peterson. Featured tonight were Ruth Springford and Eric House as Mom and Dad Todd, Chris Wiggins as the Sergeant Major, Michael Wincott as Herbert, and Graham Haley as Mr. Tilbury. Our recording engineer is John Jessup, with sound effects by Bill Robinson. The senior script editor is John Douglas, and our production assistant is Doris Buchanan. Nightfall is produced and directed for CBC Radio by Bill Howell. And now, here's a final word from your host.
Hello again. Next week, we'll explore uncharacteristic behavior in the animal kingdom. But we can't promise that our animals won't resemble humans.
What are you afraid of?
Wildcats.
Wildcats?
They come in the dark. I can't stand to hear them shriek when the moon is full.
Wildcats? In this part of the country?
They only come when we're alone.
Wildcats, the Christian Noack short story, translated from the original German and dramatized especially for this series by Otto Lowy, starring Ruth Springford and Jane Mallett. Radio for distaff animal lovers. That's next week. A nightfall. Until then, careful of the edge.
Funds for the distribution of this NPR Playhouse presentation were provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.